From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Federal health experts say the worst of the nastiest flu season in nearly 10 years is pretty much over. But while many of us were following doctors' orders on how to avoid influenza, many pet owners might not have realized that their canine friends have their own version of the flu, which is almost as bad as the human kind. And veterinarians across Florida have been seeing an increasing number of cases in recent months. Joining us is Dr. Colin Parrish, a virologist for the Baker Institute of Animal Health at Cornell University. This seems to have come out of nowhere. Has there always been a canine flu, or is this a new strain?
No, this is a new strain. It hasn't always been around. There was a previous strain of canine flu. It was called the H3N8 strain. That was actually a virus, an influenza virus that transferred from horses to dogs around 2000, and that virus has probably died out now in the United States. The H3N2 virus appears to have emerged around 2004 or 2005 in either China or Korea. We're not sure exactly, but it's probably a bird virus that transferred into dogs, and then it's been spreading in Asia for a number of years. Up until 2015, it was found in Asia, and then it was brought into the United States in early 2015, the first time.
And what symptoms do the dogs exhibit? Does it make them feel as lousy as when humans get the flu?
Yes, as far as we can tell, the virus is very similar to the disease that we see in humans. It has the same, obvious symptoms. So in other words, the dogs will cough, they become lethargic, they have quite a distinct temperature rise. The cough itself is actually very characteristic. So dogs that cough repeatedly over a period of time is a very good sign that the dog has canine flu.
How exactly does the canine flu spread from one dog to another?
In the case of dogs, it appears that it requires pretty close contact. Either the dogs have to come in contact with each other, or the people that handle the dogs and the dog materials, need to be relatively close. The virus doesn't seem to survive very long in the environment. So most of the cases that we've seen, dogs are in an animal shelter or a kennel, or they come together in a doggy daycare. So it looks as though you need more or less direct contact between an infected dog and a susceptible dog to get transmission, or very close proximity.
Now, doctor, we know that human flu can be deadly even for perfectly healthy people. How common is it for dogs to die of the canine flu?
It's very uncommon. I would say less than 1% or 2%, which may in fact sound like a lot, but it's relatively uncommon. And most of the time, similar to human flu, dogs don't normally die of uncomplicated canine influenza. They probably have a mixture of other things, so they may develop a bacterial pneumonia, or they may be in ill health for other reasons. Perhaps they're very old, or they're weakened in some other way, and so the canine flu, will cause a severe disease, that normally doesn't kill the dog on its own.
Is there a flu shot especially for dogs?
Yes, there's a flu shot that's available for dogs. A couple of different vaccine companies produce vaccines, and quite effective. They, like the human flu, they may not give you complete protection, but it does seem like they're quite effective. And if you have dogs that are, likely to be exposed to influenza-infected dogs, then I think it's a good vaccine to have. They're not at the moment part of the sort of routine vaccination for dogs. But, they're good, safe vaccines and highly recommended.
We've been speaking with Dr. Colin Parrish, a virologist for the Baker Institute of Animal Health at Cornell University. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.